Okay, so let's get into this.
Yeah.
Today we're doing a deep dive into something that seems really basic on the surface.
Right. Letters and sounds.
Exactly. The fundamental sounds single English letters make. We're using this phonogram sound chart as our source.
Basically, a guide to how letters are pronounced.
And our mission really is to unpack what this chart tells us. Because it's not always as simple as, A is for apple.
No, definitely not. That's kind of the core of it, isn't it? The chart immediately challenges that simple idea.
It really does.
You'd think, logically, okay, one letter, one main sound, like B in bag. That feels right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the chart does show some letters are like that, pretty straightforward.
But that's the exception, kind of, not the rule.
Seems that way for a lot of them, yeah. The chart makes it clear pretty quick that many single letters actually carry multiple sounds, different sounds depending on the word.
Which is kind of wild when you think about it at such a basic level.
It is. Why so much variation right there? The chart lays it out. Take A, for example.
Okay.
This chart shows three common sounds just for A. You've got the short A, like hat,
Right.
the long A sound, like an apron,
Okay.
and then also that broader A, ah, sound like you hear in father.
Wow. Okay. So just seeing an A tells you,
Well,
well, not enough on its own.
exactly. Context is already key,
Yeah.
even for one letter.
And it gets even more complex from there looking at this chart. What about I?
Oh, I is a great example. According to this chart, you've got short I in
Yep.
long I, idle.
Right.
But then it also shows the E sound, like at the end of radiant.
Ah, okay.
And believe it or not, a ES sound, like an onion.
Four sounds just for I.
Four possibilities listed right there on the chart,
Oh,
yeah.
that's amazing. And it's not just the vowels, is it?
No, not at all. Consonants too. Look at C.
Okay,
The
see?
chart shows the hard K sound,
Yeah.
cat, or the soft sound, cell.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Or G.
Yep. G does the same kind of thing. Hard G, like got.
Or the soft G sound, like in gym.
Exactly. Even S isn't always S. It can be a Z sound, like in busy.
Oh, yeah, you don't even think about that sometimes.
And Y. Y on this chart is all over the place.
How so?
Well, it can be the yo sound in yarn,
Okay.
the long I sound, like in cry,
Right.
the short I sound, gym,
Ah, like Jim
then
again.
also the E sound, like in candy.
So, why is doing vowel sounds and consonant sounds?
Pretty much. It's a real chameleon, according to this chart.
So, when you step back and look at this whole chart,
Yeah?
what's the big picture?
I think the big thing is just how much variation there is right at the foundation. Before you even start putting letters together,
Yeah.
it shows English sounds are complex from the get-go. Probably reflects, the language borrowing words from everywhere over centuries.
It really underscores that English isn't this neat, tidy system where one letter equals one sound. Not at all.
Far from it.
This deep dive into just the single letters on this chart shows, well, many of them are flexible. They represent a range of possibilities you just have to learn.
And knowing that, understanding that A isn't just one thing or I isn't just one thing, that's really fundamental if you want to get a handle on English pronunciation and spelling.
Absolutely. It changes how you approach learning words. So here's something to think about based on this source material we've been looking at.
Okay.
If single letters like A or I or Y can already have, three or four different sounds all by themselves,
Yeah.
what does that suggest about what happens when you start putting those letters together? What kind of sounds might they make then? Or what entirely new sounds might pop up?
That's a really interesting question to leave people with.
Yeah.
It definitely hints at more complexity to come.